Looking for you, and oh, did you come? it all happened. First of all, did anybody here order food at the Lion and Lamb and get the wrong food? Well, if you got accidentally a steak and ale pie and fish and chips instead of lasagna and scampi, that was our fault. It wasn't our fault. They brought us the wrong food, but I was eating lasagna and I thought it was steak and ale pie. And I thought, this is really noodly. So I put a whole bunch of brown sauce on it to make it seem more pie-like, and it was an interesting experience. A culinary masterpiece. Anyway, if you were the person who got our food, we're not sorry, because I think ours was better and you got ours. But the good old Lion and Lamb, they're showing the football game later. Or maybe they're showing it now. Is it going on now? Oh, sorry, I'm missing it.
Thank you.
Thank you. anyway, this is a little song that Tony Shanahan and I wrote in memory of Amy Winehouse.
This is the girl.
Thank you. important to keep you apprised of what I've been doing all day. Very highbrow things. What? Jeremy Pyle? You know, I'm like 9 years old, I can't hear anything. Anyway, whatever he said, I agree. I agree with everything. So, there's a little song. Whenever I sing this song, I always think of Arthur Rimbaud. Arthur Rimbaud, it's very interesting. We all know about, well, many of us comprehend his poetry or know that he was one of our great poets, but he was also one of our great explorers. And he also could speak several languages. And when he was in his 30s, he was working very hard to try to get a job supervising the building of the Panama Canal. And I always thought, you know, they didn't give him the job, but it would have been so cool to say that, you know, Arthur Rimbaud helped build the Panama Canal, especially if you live in Panama. All of these things I'm talking about will be of use someday. Thank you.
It is the nugget if you dug it.
Oh.
our own personal band of gypsies. So I think it was just this strange meal that Lenny and I, do you know, Lenny was eating shrimp scampi, but he thought it was fish and chips. And I didn't know, I thought my lasagna was a pie. And so the waitress comes up to us and we're like almost done and says, "You have the wrong food." What did she say?
"You have the wrong food."
Yeah, and then we said, "Well,
someone else."
She, anyway, it was somebody else's food. And Lenny said, "Well, what should we do?" And she couldn't leave. She was really mad. And I said, "Well, you put it there." And she said, "But you should have seen it was wrong. But, you know, it's English. I don't know. English food." I mean, come on, it's the lamb and the lion, you know, it's like, it's as we predicted, they will lie together. Anyway, I salute them. I was really sorry about it, and I looked for the waitress and to really extend my apology, but she had disappeared. She was probably given the sack and her whole life will be ruined because I ate the lasagna thinking it was beef and ale pie. Well, so good night. That was really fun. I know that I shouldn't be talking so much, but when we were looking for food, which took a while, and just roaming around and going to the bookstores and stuff, I met so many of you that now I think, you know, I'm just hanging out. So I've totally forgotten the fact that we're supposed to be doing a serious concert. So if you're really unhappy about it, you know, fuck you. Oh, this is Tawny's wife Gabrielle's birthday. So let's go. Happy birthday, Gabrielle. We'll do this little song for you, even though it has nothing to do with Gabrielle. It's actually about Tom Verlaine and CBGBs, but we'll think of Gabrielle as well. And we'll think of actually Gabriel as well, the great archangel. In fact, we'll think about the whole world as we sing, and the whole world will be beautiful, just like Tony's wife, Gabrielle.
Thank you.
person was bloody stupid, you know. So blame me, and because I'll worry about her. Isn't this a nice thing? We had a long-running conversation. No real cares about the football game, or the environment, or the economy, or war. Just a little story of a steak and ale pie and a lion and a lamb. But when you get down to it, also the idea of this pub called the Lion and the Lamb is what we stand for. It's the lion being able to lie with the lamb peacefully and happily. And so what could be better? In fact, I think someday when the resurrection comes, they should take the Lion and the Lamb pub up into heaven.
Baby, here is I am. Pull me close, trying.
That lasagna was awesome. Somewhere in the world. But you know, if you're unhappy, I'll be glad to refund your money. In heaven, at the Lamb and at the Lamb and Lion Bar, I'll meet you there and pay you back in any denomination you want, including old French francs. All right, so this is horrible. I can't help it, I really fucked up my finger. And, so it doesn't really matter because the song only has one chord because I wrote it. All right, we'll see what happens. And if it's really bad, I'll switch over. Sounds bad. Thank you. to your sports team